This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, William Holting et al. Respondents versus Hadley Grove, Subdivision Homeowners Association Appellant, decided February 11, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. William Holting et al. Nome ED12652. Respondents, appeal from the Circuit Court of Lincoln County versus Honorable David H. Ash Hadley Grove Subdivision, Homeowners Association, Appellant, filed February 11, 2025. Hadley Grove Subdivision, Homeowners Association appeals the Circuit Court's grant of partial summary judgment in favor of William Holting, Lisa Holting, Jerome Holting, and Patricia Holting on count Y of the Holtings petition, which sought injunctive relief for trespass. Because there is no final appealable judgment, we dismiss the appeal. Factual and procedural background. The Holtings brought a trespass action against the City of Moscow Mills, Houston Homes, LLC, Houston Homes, and Hadley Grove Subdivision Homeowners Association, Hadley Grove, after Houston Homes installed a stormwater drainage pipe on the Holtings property without permission. The pipe, which was constructed as part of Houston Homes' development of the Hadley Grove Subdivision, exits a detention basin on the subdivision's common ground, enters the Holtings property, and discharges stormwater directly onto their farmland. In their petition for trespass, the Holtings requested injunctive relief, count I, and damages, count II. The Holtings filed a motion for summary judgment against Houston Homes on the issue of liability and against Hadley Grove for liability and an injunction. After a hearing, the Circuit Court entered partial summary judgment in favor of the Holtings, finding that Houston Homes was liable to the Holtings for construction of the storm sewer line on their property without permission, and for damages to the Holtings accruing while Houston Homes LLC owned the storm sewer line. The Circuit Court also ordered Hadley Grove to remove the pipe from the property. The Circuit Court expressly reserved for trial the issue of the Holtings' damages and the resolution of various cross-claims among the defendants. The Circuit Court certified its partial summary judgment order as final pursuant to Rule 74L1B, one finding no just reason for delay, and it is from this judgment that Hadley Grove appeals. After ordering Hadley Grove to show cause why this appeal should not be dismissed for lack of a final, appealable judgment, this court directed the parties to brief the jurisdictional issue and took it with the case. Discussion. Before we can reach the merits of Hadley Grove's points on appeal, we have a duty to determine whether we have the authority to do so. See First Natal Bank of Diederich v. Point Royale Prop. Owners Asin Chu, Inc., 515 SW3D 219, 221, Moores Bank, 2017. The right to appeal is purely statutory, and where a statute does not give a right to appeal, no right exists. Wilson v. City of St. Louis, 600 SW3D 763 767, Mora Bank, 2020. Quoting First Natal Bank of Diederich, 515 SW3D at 2121. As relevant here, Section 512.020-5, 2 provides that any party to a suit aggrieved by any judgment of any trial court in any civil cause may take his or her appeal to a 1. All rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules, 2024. 2. All statutory references are to R.S. Moe, 2016. 3. Court having appellate jurisdiction from any final judgment in the case. Generally, a final judgment is one that resolves all issues in a case, leaving nothing for future determination. First Natal Bank of Diederich, 515 SW 3 at 221, internal quotation omitted. As a result, any judgment that resolves only part of a claim, or that resolves some of the claims pending in a lawsuit but leaves others unresolved, is not a final judgment for purposes of Section 512.25. Edister Rule 74.01b provides a limited exception to this finality requirement. Id. Where multiple claims are presented in an action, the rule authorizes the trial court to enter an appealable final judgment as to fewer than all claims or parties in the case, and to certify that there is no just reason to delay the appeal of that judgment. Buemi v. Kirchhoff, 359, SW3D 1620, Moe Bank, 2011. The effect of Rule 74-01B is to permit severance of any unrelated substantive claim for relief of the parties and to allow appeal of a final judgment on those severed claims. First, Nadelbank of Diederich, 515 SW 3D at 222, emphasis and internal quotation omitted, T,